You're listening to A Slice of Therapy with me, Alan Parry. In this episode, I'm going to tell you a really simple way to make decisions. And I got this from a conversation that I had last night with a guy named Simon Hallett, who's the chairman of Plymouth Argyle Football Club and also a very successful investment banker. And I just happened to be having a conversation with him last night. And he was talking predominantly about decision making. And he came up with a great technique for making decisions. And it's a really important one because we do spend a lot of mental energy on decisions, often more mental energy than we need to spend on them. There's some research, for instance, on the amount of mental energy that we put into deciding between two ice creams and, two different flavours of ice cream. Like, shall I have the vanilla or shall I have the coconut? People spend an awful lot of time on this. And there's also things around buying decisions that if you give people too much choice, they kind of freeze because there's just too much to kind of focus on. And what Simon Hallett was saying is that when you analyse the decisions that we have to make in life, the vast, vast majority of them are either inconsequential, like it doesn't really matter if you were to choose the coconut over the vanilla, or they're completely reversible. And so if you're dealing with any decision and you notice that you're putting a lot of mental energy and wasting a lot of time energy into a decision and you notice that it's inconsequential or it's reversible, his advice was take a coin out your pocket and flip the coin. And that's how you make your decision. You put heads as one outcome, tails as the other outcome, flip the coin, and you've made your decision. Now, if it's not consequential, if there's no real bad outcome, if it's just, shall I have the linguine or shall I have the vegetable soup or whatever it happens to be, shall I have the coconut ice cream or the vanilla flavour, it doesn't really matter. So you may as well just flip the coin and you've got a decision, you can move on with your life. And by the same token, if it's reversible, then you can just change your mind later if it turns out not to be a useful decision. Now, the vast majority of our decisions do actually fall into those. And so his argument is, don't waste mental energy on it. Don't get kind of tied up in the kind of procrastination of making a decision. Just flip a coin, because if it's inconsequential, it don't matter. And if it's reversible, you can change your mind if the coin landed wrong. And then you can save your energy for those things which are not reversible and which actually do have consequences. Now, it was interesting that he said flip a coin, because that's advice I sometimes give for a slightly different reason. That when we're locked into a kind of a paralysis around a decision, I often advise people to flip a coin, but not necessarily in the same way that he does, but because even if it is a consequential decision, even if it's not reversible, flipping a coin can sometimes be useful, because when the coin is mid-air, you will notice which side you're rooting for. So, shall I quit my job and do this, or should I stay in this job and carry on? I can't make the decision, so flip the coin. And while that coin is in mid-air, you will notice which outcome that you're rooting for. And that in itself is a really, really great insight. So there you go, a nice quick one. How to make decisions. Flip a coin. If the decision is inconsequential, it doesn't matter which one you choose, so you may as well not waste energy on it. If the decision is reversible, then if it turns out wrong, you just change your mind. And if it is consequential and not reversible, By flipping a coin, you don't have to actually follow the outcome in that situation. But while it's in the air, you'll notice what it is you really want. So that's how you make a decision, as advised by a leading investment banker and a chairman of a football club, Plymouth Argyle. If you found this episode useful, then please do share it so that others can get the benefits as well. And if you'd like to work with me directly, then visit liverpoolpsychotherapy.co.uk to get more details as to how. And of course, you don't have to be based local to me. Given that all of my work now is online, you can be pretty much anywhere. A couple of other things you might be interested in is that I have put together a free video course for you, and it's called Childhood Trauma Gone for Good. And it explains how we can now remove trauma rather than simply expect people to manage it better. The other thing that you might be interested in is that I've put together a free trauma recovery scorecard. So within under 3 minutes, you can assess where you are on your own journey and get a tailor-made guide as well on what you need to focus on next. Now, both of those resources are also available at liverpoolpsychotherapy.co.uk. Just visit the website and you'll see them listed there prominently on the front page. So just give them a click and you can access either or both of those free resources. And of course, please subscribe to the podcast as well, because that also is absolutely free and it means you'll never miss an episode again. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.